Well, you're not supposed to look at me, but you know what I mean. I'm excited. I'm excited. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. And I don't know if you all know this or if you've heard, but there's a football game. There's a football game tonight?
No, there's a Rihanna concert.
A Rihanna concert. Oh, I get it. Okay, there's a Rihanna concert, and some guys are going to, you know, they want to take the stage, so they get to be on it before. But the main event is Rihanna. Yeah, because she called me late last night wanting some advice on a dance move. So when you see the little dip, that was mine. Mostly she's got it, you know. So I want you to imagine, put yourselves beyond that halftime show, okay? And it's the fourth quarter, and it's the end of the game. Final gun, I don't think they use a gun, but the game is over, all right? And let's imagine, though, that the referees huddle together there on that midfield, and they've got those little microphones and all of that, and the referees say, even though the Philadelphia Eagles had more points, we're going to award the victory to the Kansas City Chiefs because they tried harder and they were really committed and they were really dedicated, and we just think that they should be the ones who win, and so we are declaring them the winner.
Don't work like that.
It don't work like that. How's that going to go? It's not going to work, is it? It's not going to work, because what we know is that there are consequences to our behavior sometimes. Sometimes things don't go the right way. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, well then, there's a consequence to that. And the reading that Andrea gave us today, Moses is trying to warn the people. There are going to be consequences, people. If you go into that promised land and your conduct isn't right, there are going to be consequences. And the thing is, this is not breaking news. Israel's been breaking the covenant forever. Every time they're breaking the covenant. That's why they've been in the wilderness for 40 years. Because of the rebelliousness and the doubting. And they're not listening. And that's why they're just not. It doesn't take 40 years to get from Egypt to Israel. Unless you're just wandering around because you're not being a good listener. And so Moses is trying to say, you need to be a good listener. You need to do a better job of listening. You're going to lose this if you're not careful. You got to pay attention because there are consequences. You remember in the movie Wizard of Oz? Please tell me you know the movie. All right. Well, I never know, okay? But in the Wizard of Oz, okay? And Dorothy up there, you know, and all of that. And Gilda comes by, and the Munchkins come by, because Dorothy has to get to Oz. And what do they tell her? Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. If you want to get to Oz, you've got to follow this path. This is the way you have to go. This is the only way you can get there. Now, if you've read the book, it's different. But this is the only way you can get there. You can't get to Miami from here by going west. It isn't going to work. It isn't going to work. There are times when people are trying to help us and they give us directions and they're just trying to help us get to where we want to be. That's what Moses is trying to do. It's kind of like in Hamlet. Remember in the first act of Hamlet, when Polonius, he's the counselor to Claudia. Remember, and he tries to, he's talking to his son, Laertes. Laertes is leaving Denmark, getting ready to go to France. And like any parent, he's concerned about his son, and so he's trying to fill him up with that last minute advice. Remember that? Remember how that all goes? And yeah, you do remember it. You do. You do. Have you ever heard the phrase, neither a Bauer nor a Lenderby?
Yes.
That's the speech. That's where that came from. Have you ever heard, to thine own self be true?
Yes.
That's where it came from. See? You didn't even know you knew it, and you knew it. All right? You listened to that advice, and you knew that stuff, and you know that it's true. You know that that's just the way that is supposed to be. You got to stay on the right path. Moses is trying to tell the people, follow God's law. Follow God's rules. It's like in the movie The Last Crusade. Remember Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade? And the knight, he says what? Choose wisely. All right, you saw what happened when you didn't choose wisely, okay? And you got to choose wisely. And so Moses is trying to tell the people, look, you got to follow God's law. You got to follow this. This is important. But the way sometimes we interpret that word law can get us into trouble. Now, not me, of course. I would never do this. But did you know that there are people who will look at a speed limit sign and it'll say 55. But they don't drive 55. They're driving 95. Because it says 95 on the road too. And they're saying, I can choose which law I follow. And that one says 95, and so I'm going to go 90. No, but we don't follow those laws all the time because we're thinking, well, they're kind of arbitrary. Last year, the speed limit was 45. Maybe next year the Department of Transportation is going to meet and they're going to raise it to 65. So, you know, it's up there, you know, it's what the law says. But that's not really what the law means. Or that's what, I don't have to listen to that law. I don't have to obey that law. But then there's another kind of law. The law of gravity. All right? How's that going to work if you choose to, oh, it doesn't really apply to me. I don't have to listen to the law of gravity. Now, you can have that attitude, but what's going to happen if you drop a hammer on your foot? It doesn't matter if you're rebellious or not. It doesn't matter what you're thinking in your head or not. It doesn't matter what. There are consequences to some laws. God is trying to give us this. That's what Moses is trying to tell people. And he's trying to say, it's kind of like when you get, it's kind of like an owner's manual. You know, you ever buy something new and you read through the owner's manual. I'm not that person, but I should be. Because if I would read the owner's manual, I would understand how this device, a TV or a car or whatever it would be, I would discover that it can do all these great and amazing things. Well, I didn't know that. Well, it's in the owner's manual. It's written right there. All you have to do, God gives us this as an owner's manual so we can get the most out of our life. He's not trying to take fun out of life. He's not trying to take joy out of life. He's trying to make sure we get the most out of our life, that we're getting health and wisdom and joy. He gives us these laws so that we have a wholeness about it. Yesterday was Thomas Edison's birthday. And you know him. He's the guy that Keith probably, you know, has breakfast with him every day, you know, because he knows all about lights and light bulbs, and we consider him to be the father of electricity. But the truth is, if you've ever known anything about Thomas Edison, you know he failed a lot. Not just once or twice. He failed like 1,000 times just on the light bulb alone. But he never, all those failures, he never once doubted electricity. He never once doubted the source. He doubted the connection. Nothing wrong with the electricity. The electricity is there. I'm just not tapping into it the right way. There's something wrong with my connection. I'm not getting this straight. But he never, ever doubted the source. And that's what Moses is trying to tell the people. Don't doubt the source. And if you're not able to stay connected, well, then things are going to go bad. And we can't just assume that because we went to church on Sunday morning that we're going to always be connected. Because we get disconnected. We get unplugged. We lose ourselves. And that's important that we pay attention to it. That's why Psalm 118, 24, it says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. It doesn't say tomorrow is the day. It says this is the day. This day. You have 24 hours this day. And the way you choose is going to help you to understand whether you're staying connected to the source or not. You got 24 hours and you're going to fill that in. And you can either fill it up with blessings or curses. It's up to you because you have the power of choice.
You can choose so that on those days when the boss yells at you and people cut you off in traffic and all these other things start happening to you and you have a final exam or you have surgery or you lose your cell phone or the water heater breaks or you have a flat tire, each day you have a chance to rejoice in it. Not rejoice about what happens, but rejoice in the fact that you're connected to a source who continues to love you, continues to care for you, continues to affirm that God is with you. Sometimes, you know, we get distracted. We can't choose what happens to us, but we can choose how we react to it. And when we react to it by remembering God's presence, remembering God's word, remembering how God loves us and God cares for us, then our lives are healthier and they're more whole. And so Moses is trying to tell the people, he says, you're going to get into situations. You're going to get into situations where temptations rise and you're going to have to face some choices. Now Moses was trying to warn the people about the Ammonites and the Hittites and the Jebusites. When's the last time you saw a Jebusite? Anybody here been bowing down to the Ammonites? No, no, no. You know who we worship? We worship the Moneyites. All right? We worship the Powerites. We worship the Controlites. We worship the Popularites. We worship, it has to be my way, ites. The thing is, there's all these other voices and all these other little gods that come in when we're not making wise choices. And we become distracted. And we lose our connection with the source. And that always has devastating effects. Now, if you've read the Bible, you know, even though Moses gave like a 30-chapter speech, it didn't do any good. If you've read the Bible, then you know that because of their rebelliousness, because of their doubting, because of their selfishness, the people of Israel ended up losing the promised land. Remember that? They got conquered, they got beaten, they got enslaved, they got thrown into exile. But after a while, they had an opportunity to come back to the promised land, to recognize that what they had done was wrong and that there was another opportunity. God gave them another chance. And so the people decided, you know what? That first speech that Moses gave, that was a good speech. We should try to follow those rules. Maybe if we follow Moses' guidelines this time, then we'll find out that's good advice. And if you've read the Bible, then you know what happens. What happened? They still didn't do it. All right? And they still didn't listen. And they ended up what? They ended up losing the promised land again because there are consequences to our behavior. There's consequences to our conduct. And the consequence for them was that if you're not going to listen to God, if you're not going to stay connected to the source, then things aren't going to work out too well. And so then God sent Jesus. And he sent Jesus to remind us that the promised land isn't about geography. It's about a relationship. Our relationship to God. And the way it works like this is that it's not really an if-then relationship. You know how in the prosperity gospel they like to say, if you do this, then you're going to get this. If this, then that. If this, then that. And really, that's not the way it works at all. You've lived enough life to know that's not the way it works, okay? It's not if we fall off the path. It's not if we lose our way. It's not if we bow down to false idols. It's not if we fail to choose wisely. That's not an if. It's a when. When we fail. When we fall off. When we worship the false things, when we fail to choose wisely, when? And so Jesus comes to us. Because sometimes, you know, people have a way of trying to flatten out the Bible. They try to make it two-dimensional. so that they could just flatten it out and use it as a 2x4 to smack people over the head with it. You violated God's rules. You're going to suffer and burn and die. And I'm going to sell tickets. The Bible is a multidimensional, because it is the living, breathing Word of God. And if you've ever read this book, then you know that God's heartbeat and God's love is written throughout this book. It's all about God's grace. Jesus reminds us that there is a different law. It's the law of grace. And the law of grace says that our relationship with God is not based on rules. It's based on love. God's unconditional love. God's grace. Now, God's grace will not protect us from consequences. It will not stop us from making mistakes. It will not stop us from being hurt. It will not stop sorrow. God's grace is there to remind us that whatever we did that was wrong is not the last word, because God's not done. No matter what happened, bad thing happened. That's not the last word, because God's not done. When we've gotten ourselves lost, God's not done. When our hearts have been broken, God's not done. When we're wounded and weary, God's not done. God is in those broken places. God is in the highs, the lows, wherever we go, the storms and dark places. God's with us. Because see, the promised land is not in Israel. And the promised land isn't here at 215 South Congress. The promised land is in your heart, right there. And any time you feel you've lost that connection, you just put your hand on your heart. And you open that heart before God and say, God, I really need to feel your presence. It might be, God, I need your forgiveness. It might be, I need your strength. God, I need your hope. God, I need to be reminded that your love and your grace is the promised land that holds me together, that comes to me where I am, so that I am able to rejoice in this day. I rejoice in God's day. This day is the day that God has given us to rejoice.
Amen.
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 Please stand for our offertory hymn.